إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، once again I welcome all of you to continue reviewing together the basics in this very important topic that concern all of us Muslims. This is the most important topic for the Muslim, which is the Tawheed, Islamic monotheism. Before we continue reading, once again, from مقرر الصف الرابع الابتدائي للتوحيد من وزارة المعارف المملكة العربية السعودية. Before we continue reading from this curriculum, which is for the fourth graders in the elementary schools in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, may Allah protect it and the rest of the Muslim lands from evil and trials. Before we continue, let's review a little bit, a brief. In the first class was about al-hikmah min khalq al-khalq, the wisdom behind our creation, and that Allah created us for one purpose, to worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we are created. And Allah tells us that in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and the human being except to worship me. So this is the reason why Allah created us, to worship Him. لِعِبَادَتِهِ وَحْدَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, to worship Him alone. And therefore, this means that we should adhere to the commands of Allah and the commands of the Messenger that He has sent to us, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by devoting all actions of worship for Allah alone, not for the Messenger. Even the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has no right when he comes to performing any act of worship for him. Therefore, you see the mistakes of certain people who they say they're Muslims, but they call upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead to say, oh Allah, they say, oh Muhammad, help me. And that's shirk akbar, because this is the ibadah. Ad-du'a is an act of worship, and it is not permissible for anyone to devote any act of worship for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the second class, we learned the meaning of ibadah. العبادة هو اسم جامع لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه من الأقوال والأفعال الظاهرة والباطنة. We learn that ibadah, worship that we perform and we are created for, is a comprehensive statement that includes all what Allah loves and pleased with, from statements and actions manifested and hidden. And how we establish the ibadah? Simply by acting upon the commands of Allah and the commands of His Messenger and staying away from the prohibitions. We act upon the commands in the Islam according to our abilities, and we stay away from the prohibitions. There are many types of ibadah: salat, zakat, hajj, jihad, fasting, birr al-walidain, being kind and dutiful to your parents and the like. Likewise, at-tawakkul, al-khashiyah, al-rahba, al-raghba, al-inaba, al-isti'an, al-isti'ad, al-istighatha, al-khawf, al-raja. كل هذه أنواع من العبادة. All these are types of worship. والعابد حقا هو من امتثل أوامر الله واجتنب نواهيه. A true worshipper is the one who applies to the commands of Allah and stay away from his prohibitions. الدرس الثالث, the third class, was on توحيد. التوحيد وأنواعه. Of course, this is just we're reviewing together. Alhamdulillah, that the third class was about the Tawheed and its aspects. عرفنا معنى التوحيد وهو إفراد الله بالعبادة. Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, is to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by devoting all acts of worship for Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. والتوحيد هو دين الرسل الذي أرسلهم الله به إلى عباده. توحيد is the religion of all messengers. No messenger ever called to shirk or عياذ بالله. There is not a single messenger, not even a one of them, that said to the people, worship me, worship my mother, worship the moon or the sun. لا, other than people, they lie against the messengers والعياذ بالله. Every single messenger, as Allah tells us in the Quran, call His people to Tawheed. In Surah Al-Nahl, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. We have sent amongst every nation a messenger saying to his people, worship Allah alone and avoid ta'ud, avoid worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهو ثلاثة أنواع. And Tawheed is the three aspects: Tawheed of Rububiyyah, the Tawheed of Lordship; Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, Tawheed of Worship; and Tawheed al-Asma'i wa Sifat, the Tawheed of the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has sent messengers to call the people to the right path. To call the people to the right path. That's from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that, once again, it's very important to remember that all of the messengers, they call to Tawheed and they warn against shirk, every single one of them. So if you find anybody who claims to follow the messenger and they are upon shirk, that they are not following the messenger at all. Because every messenger warned against shirk and called to Tawheed. الدرس الرابع كان توحيد الربوبية. الدرس الرابع كان هو في توحيد الربوبية. The fourth class we learned together was about توحيد الربوبية. أول أنواع التوحيد. The first of the three aspects of توحيد, توحيد الربوبية. ما معنى هذا؟ هو توحيد الله بأفعاله. This relates to the actions of Allah. That no one shares anything with the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's alone, unique in his actions. هذا التوحيد أقر به الكفار مشركو قريش ولم يدخلهم في الإسلام ولم ينفعهم شيئا إذ لا يكفي. لا بد من الإقرار بتوحيد العبادة, توحيد الألوهية. This type of توحيد, توحيد الربوبية, وهو الاعتقاد بأن الله هو الخالق والرازق والمدبر للكون والمحيي والمميت إلى غير ذلك من أفعال الله سبحانه وتعالى, هذا لا يكفي للدخول في الإسلام, بل هذا أقر به كفار قريش ولم ينفعهم. So this توحيد, توحيد of Lordship, which is to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He alone creates and provides and sustains His creation. He alone causes life and death amongst His actions and other than them. That this Tawheed, the pagans of Quraysh, they believed in it and they acknowledge it. We have so many ayahs, and if you remember, we mentioned some of the ayahs, that the pagans of Quraysh, they believe that Allah, He is the one who created the heavens and the earth, He is the one who created them, He is the one who sent down rain and caused the earth to bring forth vegetation and the like. But it was not enough for them to become Muslim because they failed to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. They believe in Allah to be the creator, the provider, but they worship others besides Him. Okay? So therefore, if anyone believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, He's the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creators of all that will exist, He alone maintain and sustain and the like and this, but worship other besides Him, he's not a Muslim. He's not a Muslim, and believing in Tawheed Rububiyyah will be of no benefit for that person. Ad-Dars al-Khamis, the fifth class, was about Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, if you remember. Ayyib, and وَهُوَ النَّوْعَ الثَّانِي مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ التَّوْحِيدِ. It is the second type from the aspects of Tawheed. وَهُوَ تَوْحِيدُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِأَفْعَالِ الْعِبَادِ كَالدُّعَاءِ وَالنَّذْرِ وَالنَّحْرِ وَالرَّجَاءِ وَالْخَوْفِ وَالْخَشْيَةِ وَالْإِسْتِعَانَةِ وَالْإِسْتِعَاذَةِ إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ. توحيد الألوهية ويسمى أيضا توحيد العبادة, and it is called also توحيد العبادة, توحيد of worship. What does it mean? Meaning that all actions of worship has to be for Allah. The actions of the servants, any act of worship, whether it be action of the tongue, of the heart, of the limbs, they all have to be for Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single one of them. Not some for Allah, some for Allah, Allah. Every single one of them has to be for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like dua, invocation, supplication, nadhr, vow, oath, slaughter, hope, fear, and the like. And this is the type where it's very important to understand, that's where the conflict took place between the messengers and their people. It's not because of Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. They recognize that Allah is the creator. They know that those idols they invoke beside Allah can't create anything. They don't send no rain. But out of arrogance, they didn't want to give up their idols. And that's where the conflict. When the pagan of Quraysh, for instance, the Prophet ﷺ called them to worship Allah. If he told them, okay, worship Allah, but you can worship your idols, they will be no problem. Because they recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he said to them, look guys, you gotta worship Allah alone. They say, هَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا. That's when they say, he wants to make all these guys into one? No way. No way, we're not gonna give him this. You see? And that's where the conflict. It's not because they didn't say Allah is the creator or Allah is the provider. No, they believe in that. But what they didn't do is singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this Tawheed, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Aynan. That's why you find now in among the Sufis who they pray, they believe in Allah, but then they call upon graves, they slaughter for the dead, for the jinn. Aynan. And these are shirk akbar, wal'iyadu billah. ثم درسنا في نفس الدرس التوحيد الأسماء والصفات أليس كذلك؟ You're right. We took توحيد الأسماء والصفات yesterday. توحيد الأسماء والصفات. نعم. توحيد الأسماء والصفات. ما ماذا يعني توحيد الأسماء والصفات؟ هو الإيمان بكل ما ورد في القرآن والأحاديث الصحيحة من أسماء الله من أسماء الله وصفاته التي وصف بها نفسه أو وصفه بها رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم على الحقيقة، واعتقاد أن ليس كمثله شيء، أن الله ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير، ولم يكن له كفوا واحد وله الأسماء الحسنى إلى غير ذلك من الآيات التي ذكرنا. So توحيد الأسماء والصفات، the توحيد of Islam of the names and attributes of Allah, is to have belief, to believe in all what Allah has affirmed for Himself from beautiful names and attributes, whether in His Book or Quran, or affirmed for Him by His Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in the sound narrations. Upon reality that Allah has beautiful names and attributes that befits His Majesty. None of them is shared by any of His creation. Rather, Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ Surah Al-Shura, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ Nothing like unto Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is a Sami' al-Basir. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ He has no comparable. He has no co-equal, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayna. In the meaning, yes, when you know the face, yes, face. Allah affirmed for Himself a face. A human being have a face. But this doesn't mean that the face of the human being resembled the face of Allah. Hasha. Because laysa kamithlihi shay. Na'rifu al-ma'ani walakin nufawwid al-kayfiyya. The ulama of al-salaf, madhab al-salaf, they know the meaning of these attributes, but how these attributes, that's where they live for Allah. Only Allah knows. They don't know how the hand is or the face or any of that. Or istiwa, but they affirm it. Ayna. لهذا قال الإمام مالك الاستواء معلوم. We know استواء. But how? That's we don't know. Ayna. الكيف مجهول. So there is no way for us to know and to affirm the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except through the Quran and the Sunnah. So therefore, once again, this is a qa'ida azimah. We affirm for Allah when it comes to the names and attributes of Allah. We only affirm for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala what He has affirmed for Himself in His Book of Quran, or His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has affirmed for Him in the sound narrations. Ayna. ونتابع الآن الدرس الأخير في هذه السلسلة the last class in this مقرر of once again the fourth grade of elementary school in Saudi Arabia رسل الله إلى الخلق this is about the messengers that Allah سبحانه وتعالى sent to the creation الرسل من هم؟ من هم الرسل؟ هم الذين بعثهم الله إلى الناس لتبليغ شرعه هم الذين بعثهم الله إلى الناس لتبليغ شرعه ودعوتهم الضمير يعود للناس ودعوتهم أي ودعوة الناس لعبادة الله وحده لا شريك له واجتناب عبادة غيره واجتناب عبادة غيره سبحانه وتعالى. So who are the messengers? Rusul, جمع رسول. جمع رسول. This is the plural of رسول, a messenger. So الرسل is the plural. المفرد رسول. رسول ورسل. They are those people that Allah has chosen and sent to the people to convey His legislation. There are chosen people by Allah, He chose them. And to convey, they are chosen and sent by Allah to the creation, to the people to convey His legislation and to call the people to worship Allah alone and not to associate with Him anyone or anything in worship. So that's why they were sent. They were sent the people to establish Tawheed. So that the people worship none but Allah. and stay away from shirk, and stay away and denounce worshipping anything or anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وما الحكمة من إرسال الرسل؟ أرسلهم الله تعالى حجة على العباد. أرسلهم الله سبحانه وتعالى حجة على العباد. انتبهوا، هناك أسئلة في آخر الدرس. So pay attention as you already know the drill. There is going to be questions in the end of this class, right? طيب. الرسل أرسلهم الله تعالى حجة على العباد. ليبلغ الناس الدين ويبشر المطيع بالجنة والثواب العظيم وينذر العاصي بالنار والعذاب الشديد. That subhanAllah, look, these fourth graders, they study in the Aqeedah and Tawheed, Allahu Akbar. 8 years old, 9, 10 maybe at the most. Said that the messengers, they are sent by Allah. You gotta be chosen and sent by Allah, not just somebody put himself as a messenger. They are chosen and sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a proof against the servants. So they convey the message of Allah to the servants. So nobody will say, Lord, nobody came to us. And so therefore, based on them conveying the message, they give glad tidings of Jannah and a great reward from Allah for those who are obedient, those who obey them. And they warn the disobedience with the fire and the severe torment that Allah has prepared for the rebellious and the criminals and the evildoers. Okay? Once again, that the messengers who are, as we learn, they are from the people, but chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sent to the people to convey what Allah has legislated. So then to call the people to Tawheed, and that none should be worshipped but Allah. None deserves to be worshipped except Allah. So therefore the people should worship none but Allah and stay away from shirk, and stay away from worshipping others beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so therefore they are sent to establish the proof against the people by them conveying the religion of Allah. So whoever obeys them by complying with the revelation that they were sent with, that person, they give him the good tidings of Jannah in the hereafter and the great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever disobeys them and go against the message that they sent with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they warn him against the severe torment of Allah and the hellfire, al-iyad billah. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة النساء آية 165 رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل. رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل. Messengers as bearers of good news as well as of warning, in order that mankind should have no plea against Allah after the messengers. Wa kana Allahu azizan hakima, and Allah is ever all powerful, all wise. Allahu akbar. Wa awwalu ar-rusul Nuh alayhi salam عليهم السلام وآخرهم محمد عليهم الصلاة والسلام. The first messenger sent to mankind is Nuh عليه السلام. The first messenger sent by Allah to his servants is Nuh عليه السلام. And the seal and the last of all prophets and messengers عليهم الصلاة والسلام is Muhammad ibn Abdullah عليهم الصلاة والسلام. فقد بعث الله إلى كل أمة رسولا حتى ختم الله الرسالات برسالة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فكان رسول الله إلى الإنس والجن كلهم حتى تقوم الساعة. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to every nation a messenger. until our Prophet Muhammad time, and he was sent. By sending him with the message of Islam, that was the seal and the last of all messages from Allah. Likewise, our Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so therefore, our Prophet Muhammad, he was not sent to the Arabs in his time, as this is a misconception that the pagans try to say and the disbelievers try to say, look man, that's your prophet. He was sent to the Arabs. And then they look around and see there's a lot of Chinese or Muslims. And Japanese and Russian, Europeans and Americans and name it. So he was sent to all mankind, the Arabs and the non-Arabs, the black and white, the rich and the poor, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore he is the messenger of Allah to the jinn and the human being until the establishment of the hour. So anyone who is a human being, so they should not even ask, well, I'm from this country or the other. You're a human being? Well, this is your message. You believe in it, it's good for you. You don't believe in it, you will know the truth in your own qiyamah. If you already don't know it here. Likewise the jinn. And by the way, if there is any jinn listening now, I don't mean to frighten you or something, but you never know. If there is any jinn listening, this is for you too. Muhammad is a messenger sent to you. You're obliged, the jinn are obliged as well to comply with his message and to be upon tawheed. Ayna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وتشتمل رسالة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم على ثلاثة أمور مهمة. The message of the messenger comprises three main things. أولا تعريف الناس بربهم وأسمائه وصفاته. They teach the people about their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His names and attributes. Because the people, they need to know Allah, who created them, provide for them, sustain them, fashion them in the best form. And then they will die and return to Him and stand in front of Him for accounting. They want to know. So that's what the messengers, they do. They teach the people so that the people learn about their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His beautiful names and attributes. Number two, بيان الطريق الصحيح لعبادة الله. Likewise, one of the main responsibility of the messenger, make clear to the people the right way to worship Allah. Because Allah, He didn't leave it for us to decide whatever, in whatever way we worship Him, and whenever we feel like that. Allah who created us and fashioned us, and from His mercy He has sent messengers to His people, to His creation, to His servants. And we are commanded to comply with the teachings of the messengers. Tayyib. So this is one of the reasons, also one of the main things that a messenger do. He explain in details to the people how to worship Allah in the right way. ثالثاً بيان جزاء الناس على أعمالهم يوم القيامة. Likewise, the messenger make it clear for the people the reward that each one will get on يوم القيامة according to their deeds. After he explained to them, this is who created you, this is His name, this is His attributes, and this is what He wants from you, to worship Him alone, then whoever, and how to worship according to the legislation, then whoever obeys the messenger will be rewarded al-Jannah and Yawm al-Qiyamah. And whoever rebels and turn away in arrogance and the like, then that those messages, they tell them what's going to happen to them in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ayna. It's clear, Mufum? Everything is clear? We go to the questions? Huh? Bayani jaza'in nas. Jaza' is the reward, recompense and the like. Ala a'malihim yawm al-Qiyamah. According to their deeds. The reward that everyone will receive according to their deeds, meaning according to whether they obeyed this messenger or they disobey this message. The second one, بيان الطريق الصحيح لعبادة الله, that the messenger make clear to the people the right way to worship Allah. It's not left for anyone to worship Allah anyway. No. So what is the purpose behind sending a messenger? Now the messenger was there to teach the people the right way to perform this ibadah. So we have to learn. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتَّبِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Follow that which was revealed to you from your Lord. Do not follow anything else. So before we do anything, when it comes to Bab al-I'tiqad, the Bab of belief, we don't believe in anything unless it's in the deen of Allah. We learn. اِسْتَدِلَّ ثُمَّ اعْتَقِدْ لَا تَعْتَقِدْ ثُمَّ تَسْتَدِلْ فَتَدِلْ. Learn, seek knowledge, then believe, yes, this is the aqidah. Don't believe in anything comes your way. No. Likewise, you want to perform wudu, ghusl, tayammum, learn how it is in this deen of Allah. Don't just put a bucket on your face and then say that's wudu. A splash is not a wudu. Alright? You got to learn how to make wudu according to the teaching of the Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Likewise, salat. He's not anyone who stands Allah Akbar. And if salat, la. You gotta learn how to perform the salat correctly. Because this is how your salat may be accepted. Likewise, zakat, fasting, hajj, and the like. Tayyib, if you don't have no questions, are you ready for the questions? Right? You ready? Musta'idun. Anta musta'id ya Ukasha. عبد الرحمن مستعد. ماذا تكتب؟ What are you writing? Homework? تمارين. أحسنت. بارك الله. السؤال الأول, إلى أي شيء دعا الرسل أقوامهم؟ نريد جوابا بالعربية ثم نترجم. An answer in Arabic, and then inshallah ta'ala in English. إِلَىٰ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ دَعَ الرُّسُلُ أَقْوَامَهُمْ. The messengers. What is the topic and the subject matter that they called their people to? What is that they called their people to? نعم, من يجيب بالعربية. نعم, ناصر.
عبادة الله وحده لا شريك.
أحسنت. كل الرسل دعوا أقوامهم لعبادة الله وحده لا شريك له. نعم. تعيد يا شمس الدين. أعيد من فضلك. نعم. أعيد. كل الرسل دعوا أقوامهم إلى ماذا؟ إلى التوحيد. أحسنت. إلى التوحيد أو اجتناب الشرك. English answer. نعم عمر.
All the prophets were calling
all messengers
were calling the words of Allah of Allah SWT alone and warned them against shirk.
أحسنت. All of the messengers, they called dear people to worship Allah alone and to avoid shirk. Now, Ibrahim. To the worship of Tawheed. To be upon Tawheed. To establish Tawheed and to avoid shirk. Now. As-su'al thani. أكمل الفراغات التالية. أكمل الفراغات التالية. This question is like, it's better on writing, but we can try to do it verbally, inshallah. Fill the blanks. Alright? So I'm going to say something, and then once I stop, then you give me what's missing, the words missing. أول الرسل
نوح.
The first of messengers is Noah. عليه السلام. وآخرهم محمد بن عبد الله ابن عبد المطلب. Very important to say that, not just Muhammad. Because other people, they believe that another Muhammad, رَيَالِ بِاللَّهِ. Alright, nation of Kufr. Nation of Islam, they believe that some Muhammad, oh no. Elijah Muhammad is Prophet. Whereas the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the seed of the Prophet. So anyone who come after him and claim to be a Prophet, he's a liar. And he disbelieve in the Quran, because Allah says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the seal of the Prophet. Tayyib, so beware of those guys, Nation of Islam, because the name is big. Look, Nation of Islam, but they are not upon Islam. They are upon things that their people put there for them. You see? So they need to learn Islam themselves.
Not like that.
Not like what?
Not like that. I think...
Akhi.
I don't think you should...
Just listen.
I understand religion.
Just listen.
We need to have the conversation. Many of us came from that way.
Akhi. You're not here to tell me what to leave.
I'm just saying.
You sit here and listen. That's it. Nation of Islam, they are not upon Islam.
At all.
Your opinion.
That's my opinion. Don't say no more words, okay?
Alhamdulillah. Allah
is up. That's it. So once again, you need to know this reality. Don't let their name fool you, okay? Nation of Kufr. They believe in Elijah Muhammad to be their prophet.
No.
Okay? So, Allah al-Musta'an. Farahan, they call him the messenger of Allah. It's on YouTube, by the way. It's not just something that...
He called himself
that too. And they rally behind him. If they are upon Islam, they will tell him, wait a minute, man, what are you talking about? طيب. فعلى أين? That the messenger, the last of the messengers is Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abd al-Muttalib صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم تشتمل رسالة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم على أمور مهمة. We mentioned that every messenger, when he delivered the message, he delivered three main important things. What are they? Number one, نعم إبراهيم. I know. So, in his call, he focused on this very important matter, which is the people know their Lord, who Allah is, through his names and attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why, once again, it's very important for us to take good care of this matter, which is the names and the attributes of Allah. Because the more we know Allah, the more it becomes easy for us to comply with His commands. And if our knowledge of Allah is not strong, it becomes difficult for us to comply with the commands. And that's what makes the difference, by the way. You find a person who adheres to the commands willingly, with love and joy, enjoy applying these commands. And you may find another person, yes, he's still out here to the command, but it's a burden on him. He finds difficulty. He prays, fasts, with difficulty. Whereas somebody, subhanAllah, he loves to pray. That's why you understand the statement of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. That salat was the comfort for his eyes. How many people can not just make that statement, but can apply that statement, that the salat is, that's when you find ease. Some people, maybe the salat is a burden for them, it's difficult. If the imam recite little extra ayah, they're like, oh, this is too much. While other people, they enjoy, they wish that the imam continue reciting because they love to be in the salat. So the commands, they become, and Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen said that in Talatat al-Usul, in the explanation of Talatat al-Usul, he says, yes, you need to have knowledge of Allah in a way that it become easy for you to comply with His commands. And that's why when you see the ulama, they focus on Tawheed, because this is what helps us. Because we are servants of Allah, and we're supposed to comply with His commands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you already know, and this is just a reminder, Allah commands us with only that which is beneficial for us, and good for us in this life, and help us, and good for us in the hereafter. Okay? So it's very important for us. So that's why you find the messengers, they focus on this, and they make sure that the people, they know their Lord through His names and attributes. What is number two? What the main things that the messengers do? They teach the people about Allah. Ahsan Abdul Rahman. Barakallahu fi. Umar.
They clarify to the people the proper way towards
Allah. Ahsan. Bayan al tariq al sahih li ibadatillah. They make clear to the people the right way to worship Allah. There is only one way to worship Allah, and it is through the messenger. There is one way to make wudu that is right. It is not yours or mine or this country or this tribe. There is one way to perform every act of worship the right way. What is that way? The way of the messenger, that the messenger Muhammad has explained for us. He has nothing to do with your customs, what country you come from, your color, your achievements. It has nothing to do with that. Yet people come from different backgrounds. They don't look the same. Different colors, different features. They may even, it's not made, it's the reality, they speak different dialects. They have different preferences in clothing, in foods, and they live in different places. But when it comes to the deen of Allah, there is only one way. I know. If you bring 40, for example, Muslims from different countries, they may, and you tell them, okay, bring a dish. You think they're all going to bring one dish? Huh? At least if they all order from one pizza, maybe, you know. But if you tell them, no, bring me a dish from your country, something that you're famous, then you're going to bring maybe 40 different dishes. Right along. And then those 40 people tell them, okay, speak your language. They may speak, you may hear 40 different languages. Right along. Okay, tell them, pull out your passports. What they may do? What you? How many passports you will see? 40 different passports. Right or wrong, Abraham? Then you tell them, okay, make wudu. And they make wudu in 40 different ways? Huh? Make dhuhr. 40 different ways to make dhuhr? No, it's only one way. Why you got to be only one way? Because Allah said that. Says, obey the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? There is no ayah that tell you, speak one language. No, learn Arabic, it's good for you. This is the language of the Quran. Alhamdulillah. Learn, make effort. Nobody can make it obligatory on the people, all of them, to eat one food. If it's halal, go for it. That's it, alhamdulillah. People, some people like fish, other people like meat, other people like more fruits than meat and vegetables. Alhamdulillah. Eat what's good for you and what's beneficial for your health. But when you have a choice in that, as long as it's halal, and don't be extravagant. But when it comes to performing actions of worship, we have no choice. We are commanded to perform those actions of worship according to what Allah has legislated. We don't have a choice. You have a choice sometimes if you find, for example, a dua or an act of worship that is performed by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in different ways. As long as it is established in sound narration that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it in different ways, nah, the ulama says you do it this way or the other, it's okay. As long as it is legislated, it is sound narration that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did this or did that. Okay? Like the wudu, for example. You make wudu by washing your limbs once or twice or three, it's okay. If somebody who washes his face and arms and feet once, you can't tell them your wudu is wrong. Because they have a dalil. They have a dalil. Likewise, the dua in salat, the dua istiftah, for example. Okay, if somebody make one dua, and you may heard him, you cannot tell him no because you know another dua. No, before you tell a person this is wrong, tell them, "Akhi, I heard you making this dua. Where you learn it?" He may tell you, "Akhi, it's in Sahih al-Bukhari." Alhamdulillah, now you learned something, okay? Hey, now. What's the last thing, the third point? Hey, now. أحسنت بيان جزاء الناس على أعمالهم يوم القيامة. نعم, the messengers, alhamdulillah, they show the people the right way, but also they give glad tidings for those who comply with the message, that this is what Allah has prepared for them and promised them Jannah, the great reward in يوم القيامة. And also they warn the rebellious and the arrogance, those who turn in arrogance and reject the message of Allah, because the messenger didn't bring nothing from him. Those who belie the messenger, actually they belie Allah, because Allah sent the messenger. Any messenger didn't bring nothing from himself. They receive revelation. So that's why they warned them. They said, look, anyone who reject this message, that person subject himself to the punishment of Allah. Unless if that person repents. If a person is upon kufr, upon shirk, for example, their entire life, but Allah guide them to tawheed, to Islam, and accept it before they die, sincerely, alhamdulillah. Their reward is with Allah. Nobody can say, come on, 60 years of mushrik, 2 days not going to do you no good. We can't make those statements. We cannot make those statements. You know, if a person enter into Islam, an old man being a Christian or a Jew for an atheist or a Buddhist for their life, and they enter into Islam and they accept it, they say, yes, this is the right Islam, I was wrong, this, and they die. Nobody can say they kufr. Alhamdulillah, they're Muslim. And nobody should say, oh no, if they say it right, none of your business. Intentions are for Allah. If they weren't saying it with a good intention, Allah knows that. But if someone come to you and say, look man, I want to be a Muslim. Nah, alhamdulillah, we'll be happy for that. If they take Shahada and they say, alhamdulillah, what I need to do, you have any books? The next morning you're waiting for them to come to teach them Salat Wudu. But you receive a phone call, oh, he died, she died. Alhamdulillah, we're happy for them. It's different if somebody say they're Muslims, but they don't act upon Islam. They want to do it their way. That's a different thing. Still, if you have the ability to talk to these people and tell them, hey, you are a Muslim, you accepted Shahada, you are a Muslim. No, you have to apply Islam. The correct Islam that the Prophet ﷺ called the people to. And here is what it is, and here is what it is, and make things easy for them. Of course, a person who just became Muslim is not going to learn the entire Islam in 1 week or two. That's why we have in this class, we're still learning ourselves. And we make it easy for them, tell them, "Akhi, look, take it easy. But you just have to come to the classes, find some time to read these books that we gave you. If you have any questions, ask. Alhamdulillah, and this is how you learn. إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ. Knowledge is gained by learning. نَيْنَا. وَصَفَ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلَ بِصِفَتَيْنِ فِي الْآيَةِ الْكَرِيمَةِ اُذْكُرْهُمَا. Allah mentioned two qualities to the messengers in this ayah in Surah An-Nisa. What are they? Remember? The ayah 116 Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رُسُولًا, and He mentioned two qualities. مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. They bearers of good news and warners as well. They give good news to whom? To the Arabs? And bad news to the non-Arabs?
No.
They give good news to the rich and give bad news to the poor? لا. Has nothing to do with the color or the race or the status in this life. Has to do with what? Obedience and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who obey the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he was sent, these are the ones they give him good tidings, regardless he's black, he's white, tall, rich or poor, doesn't matter. Arab, non-Arab. From this country or the other, in this time or the other, somebody who is obedient, comply with the orders of the Messenger and the commands, alhamdulillah. مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُصَدِّقْ رُسُولَهُ. What is the reward or the end of a person who does not believe in Allah and does not believe in His messengers? إِنْ مَاتَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ فَأَنَهُ عَذَابٌ نَارٌ. Someone died upon this, doesn't believe in Allah, doesn't believe in the messengers, in that person he's a disbeliever, عياذ بالله, and subject themselves to the hellfire. Allah prepared the hellfire for such people. So Allah السلام والعافية وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.